Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. Whatever we have, you can find it there, and it will help you regardless of what's going on in your life, wherever you are on the time continuum of small business ownership. We've got something that will help you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Chester Elton is our guest. He's our good friend, 9-year member of our Brain Trust, co-founder of The Culture Works, the co-author of All In, among other books that he's written with Adrian Gostick. Chester, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about heroics, customer heroics, and things that stories that you found where employees were either felt empowered or for whatever reason went the extra mile for customers. And I like the way, Chester, you talked about humans in the previous segment. One of the things I like to point out to people is that if you notice that smartphones are not getting smaller, they're getting bigger, even though technology is making things smaller, smartphones are getting bigger, and the reason is because humans haven't gotten smaller. Have we? we're if anything, we're getting bigger, right? But the main thing is the human form factor is the same size as it was 100 years ago, basically. So we still have fingers that punch and eyes that see that are basically the same thing. So if you're going to do more on a smartphone, with a human form factor, you can't get smaller. You have to get bigger. And that's the evidence, I think, Chester, one part of the evidence that human beings are adapting to technology, but it's not changing what we are.
No, it's very interesting, Jim. As I work with a lot of different organizations, your point really comes into focus. We've got our research, and of course, it's very broad. It encompasses a lot of different industries and so on. And I often get this feedback, and I'm sure you've had it as well. Yes, but Chester, we're in the hotel industry, so it's going to be different for us, or we're in the banking industry, or whatever. And I always say, oh, that's great. There are definitely going to be some nuances there. But let me ask you something. Do you have people that work for you?
Human beings?
Well, sure. Well, of course we have people. Say, well, if you have people that work for you, these principles will work. In other words, if you can take a DNA swab and when the test is done, you find you have humans working for you, this is going to work just fine.
Well, and the thing is the not only working for you, but your customers are the same species too, right? So that's the thing that one of the things that I tell my small business owners is never ask your customers to use your technology unless there's something in it for them. When you and I put technology, when we add technology to our business, it's some way to create efficiency, create some kind of an advantage and for our business. But it may not fit the humans that we want to use it.
Well, and that's the thing, when you bring technology into your business, is it making it easier? And are you making a connection? Is there a way to make it personal? It always amazes me with all the technology that goes into air travel, and there's a phenomenal amount, and getting more and more, now you can use your smartphones on the plane, and you've got, satellite TV and on and on. It's still the thing that makes the trip pleasurable is the interaction with the flight attendants,
right,
the captain, how often he comes on. And it is amazing to me that you'll fly on Southwest, for example, and you'll have this wonderfully positive experience. And then you'll fly on another airline, maybe a U.S. Airways or whatever. And, it's the same planes. It's basically the same technology.
Yeah.
Why is one experience so much more enjoyable and one that you want to have again when the other one is, my gosh, this is so torturous to do business? Well, it's not the difference in technology.
Because no,
the technology is exactly the same.
It's the people.
It's the human interaction.
Yep. No question. Have you noticed one of the great advances in air travel are the kiosks at the check-in counter. I loved using the kiosks to check in if I haven't already done it at home, because I don't have to stand in line, right? Have you noticed, though, that the airlines are smart now? They've gotten smart. They actually have people from the company come over, and sometimes they'll just stand there and talk to you while you're checking out on the kiosk.
Well, exactly. I love that they.
You might not even need any help, but they'll. I was in Cleveland the other day, and a guy just came over and started visiting with me.
Sure. Well, and that's to your point. They're trying to humanize the experience because it's nothing but a point and a click and a boarding pass to get spitted out or a beep on your phone. What's your differentiator? You know, everybody has that technology. Mm-hmm. The differentiator is that smiling, warm, happy face that says, "Hey, what can I help you with?
Yep.
Have you done this before?" He
could have stayed behind the counter till I came over with my bags, but he didn't.
Exactly.
He came out to meet me.
See, and what they're saying is, I'm sure you're technically savvy, but every now and again something goes wrong, and I want you to know I'm here for you.
That's
and
right.
It's very reassuring. Yep. It's that humanizing a business that we talk about.
And folks, so in your small business, where you may not use as much technology as Avis and Southwest, you still have human beings for customers. And you know what else? They still like being told thank you, don't they, Chester?
Absolutely.
Hey, Chester, give us your website, please.
It's thecultureworks.com. The book is all in, available at fine bookstores everywhere.
Wherever books are sold. Hey, Chester, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
You bet. Always a pleasure, Jim.
Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.